Supplemental reading.
Drowning polar bears. There is perhaps no place on Earth where the effects of global warming are more evident than the Arctic. Covered in ice, this region has been the first to feel the effects of a looming environmental catastrophe, as greenhouse gases trap heat in the atmosphere, causing temperatures to rise and glaciers to melt. The large masses of ice are home to polar bears, who hunt on the edges of the glaciers. They eat mainly seals, who swim in the icy water beneath, and are caught when they surface through holes in the ice to breathe. In a normal summer, as the temperature rises, the glaciers retreat to the north, but the polar bears do not follow them. Instead, they leave the glaciers for the shore, where the temperatures are warmer and the seals are plentiful. They have to swim to make this journey, and as the glaciers retreat further and further, the polar bear's voyage from glacier to land gets longer. Though they are strong swimmers, the increasing distance has resulted in polar bears drowning as they try to swim ashore for the summer months. Not only are polar bears drowning, they are also having trouble hunting, because the thinner ice tends to get deformed more easily, making hunting seals more difficult. The polar bear's lack of nourishment not only threatens their lives, but it also makes reproduction less successful. So new generations of polar bears are not being born to replace the dying ones. As polar bear populations decrease, the ecosystem is thrown out of equilibrium. With fewer polar bears to eat seals, seal populations increase. They then eat more fish, threatening those populations. As fish populations diminish, so do food supplies for all the people, birds, and animals that depend on them for nourishment.